would be a good time to take out the wireless mic. Gordo's always taking the wireless out, so how about Giorgio this morning? Come in,
hey,
Giorgio.
Okay, yeah.
Take it out.
You guys got me okay?
We got
you. All right. We got a lot of P1s here. Let's hear from the P1s here this morning at youth. All right, this guy says he has a hot sports opinion. What do you got?
I was thinking about the divisions conference debate.
That okay, well, we weren't thinking about that anymore.
How boring is that?
I'm sorry. No, this guy's a good P1. Thanks
stolen,
for coming out here.
Stolen stick.
Thanks. I feel like for football, there's not as many.
Okay, thank you so much,
you
sir.
Go.
Is this your girlfriend here?
That'd be my wife.
Yeah. Oh, your wife.
Yeah,
oh,
George.
Okay, sorry.
Well, you should have heard the comments George was making about her.
No, I don't talk about women like he does. I don't talk about what's your name?
I'm Sterling.
How long y'all been married?
2 years.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And why don't you share that division thing with your wife? See what she thinks about it. We don't have time for it right now. All right, you say you have a shout out, ma'am?
Yes, I'd like to make a shout out to my husband.
Okay.
Aww.
He's a P1 and he's at work and his name is Marshall Tett.
Marshall what?
Tet.
Like King Tet. Tet?
Like an offensive guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Tet.
Exactly.
Tet, offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the PA guy. Oh, congratulations on your shout out.
Congratulations on your shout out.
Here's the PA guy here at UTD. What's your name?
Daniel Calhoun, George.
That sounds pretty official,
Daniel
doesn't
Calhoun,
it?
Daniel Calhoun, George.
He overused your name there.
No, he didn't. He did not. How long have you been doing it here?
Basketball for about 2 or 3 years and volleyball for 9 or 10.
Okay, let's hear a PA call by someone, you know, with a made basket.
Three-pointer, Nolan Harvey!
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
All right, not bad.
There.
All right, cool. Sir, you have a camera. Who are you working that for?
I'm with the athletic department.
I'm with Vivid Entertainment.
What's your title with the athletic department?
I'm an associate athletic director. I came here to film the 8:30 interview, which is now at 9:30. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you act like you're blaming us for that.
He's
what's
bitter.
Hey.
He's bitter.
What's your name?
Bruce. Bruce Sundry.
No. Okay, I kind of Larry Bud Melton that one, didn't
you? Didn't care about his last name too much, did you?
You know, not too much. How you doing, sir?
Good. Good.
Are you taking official pictures? Or is that just for your local or kinda, your own collection?
Kind of, sort of official.
For who?
For Bruce.
UTD.
For Bruce. Yes.
You work for Bruce?
No, I'm a volunteer.
What's his last name? I didn't catch it.
Unruh.
Okay. Hmm. Bruce Unruh. That's a pretty unusual name. Who else is here at UTD? All right. I think we know this guy.
Oh, my God.
What's your name, sir?
That's right.
Don't, George. You need to be in the maker.
It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell, everybody.
Boy, we've been visiting with him forever.
Yeah.
And yes, he works here at UTD. He's a professor.
Right. Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh, you have the mic in front of me.
A sip of coffee? No? Nobody? Okay. I thought that may draw a huge reaction. What are you doing? You on your way to class?
Well, I heard you guys were going to be here, and I'm just on my way to your class, to my intro to Chili Davis class. That I think it's going to be canceled, though. Not a lot of students signed up this semester.
Really? I wonder why.
So I'm trying to teach an advanced theoretical applied sports psychology class.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you would teach me. I think we didn't really enjoy it.
What? I didn't catch any of that.
Yes, but it's so good that you guys are here, and thank you for being here.
Hi, Dr. Maxwell.
There's Craig over there. The guy that always ticks you off.
Believe me, I've noticed Craig here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, but thank you guys for coming to my university.
Yes, it's a great place. It's a great place. Thanks for having us here at UTD.
I've really enjoyed teaching here. I've been here for over 20 years now.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know it was that long.
Yes, I took this job in 1995 when my wife and I moved down here from Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a provost at a small men's college up there.
Oh, provost. Okay. Oh, no. Okay.
It's a men's college, huh? Oh, I think we've lost our wireless signal. And George dropped the mic. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Yes, I don't know what happened
fun.
There. Yes, but they didn't, you know, what I like about UTD that I didn't like about the Vermont school is that UTD emphasizes academics.
Yes.
Up there, they were more into Greco-Roman wrestling and their sports and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, my goodness, this is shorting out.
Yes, it is.
There.
Boy, he loves grabbing that microphone, doesn't he?
Yeah, don't grab that microphone. So
cylindrical, black microphone.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for Craig. I don't know what he's talking
about. You're talking about a traumatic experience that made me leave Vermont, and Craig's making jokes of you.
Yes.
I'm making what?
I don't know why.
What did he say I'm making?
You're making jokes.
Stop making jukes.
Yes, I had a pretty life-changing experience up there.
The Roman Greco wrestling and all that.
The school.
What was the deal?
Well, I had a life-changing experience with a turd burglar, to be quite honest.
I'm sorry?
A turd burglar.
Well, what happened?
What happened was I came home one night, and in my media room, there was a burglar that had fallen asleep inside my home.
Uh-huh.
And he was very tired, I guess.
Oh, tired
burglar.
A tired burglar. It sounded like he was saying something else,
but
he was saying tired burglar.
What did you think he was saying?
I don't even know.
No, apparently this young man had entered my back door when I wasn't aware of it, and I found him in there, and it just scared me, and I felt very threatened. I didn't feel safe.
Well, yeah, I could see why that would be a life-changing event.
Yes, and it changed me profoundly.
Did he say that he moved down here with his wife?
Does your wife like it down here?
Oh, well, my wife and I loaded up my Volvo and with all her possessions and moved on down here to Texas. We've been here ever since. Does she like it here? Is that what you ask?
Yes.
I hear she's doing well.
What do you mean you hear she's... So you're no longer living together?
Well, after we got down here, first thing I did was sell the Volvo.
Why'd you sell the car?
I just never been comfortable in a Volvo.
Okay. Yeah. You have an American-made car that you wanted to go with?
Volvo.
Volvo?
Yes, a Volvo.
Volvo is what Volvo. He's
That's
saying.
What I'm saying. How am I saying anything differently than you're saying, Craig?
I don't know.
Such a Tobias.
So I got my Prius. I got divorced.
Got what?
Divorced?
Divorced.
In your stock portfolio, you got
divorced? No, divorced. When you're
divorced.
Oh, divorced. Okay.
Here.
Gotcha.
So I started teaching classes here, and the rest, they say, is literary history.
1,000 books later, and here you are. Well, thanks for being here this morning to come by and see us.
Thank you so much, and thank you to Craig and Malcolm, and I have to get moving.
Who is Malcolm?
Who is Malcolm?
Oh, Malcolm is my teacher's worker, interscholastic, non-compensated kind. My twink, that's what they call them here.
What was that again? Teacher, teacher's worker... we're shorted out again.
From 5 feet away. There we go. You're what now?
It's my teachers, workers, interscholastic, non-compensated kind.
Compensated.
Some are compensated, some aren't.
Also
Malcolm
known
is not.
As a twink.
Yes. Why are people laughing?
I don't know, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. But thank you for your time this morning, and thanks for dropping by to see us.
Well, good day, George.
Good day, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
So great that we ran into him here.
Wow,
I didn't
that?
Even think about that when we were coming out here this morning that we might see him.
I didn't either. All right.